Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this podcast, I want to talk about the preacher as workman, as a workman. This is a very important aspect of being a preacher, and it is a vivid image that is given in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman." If you are a preacher, you are a workman. Before we develop that, let me tell you why this is important for two reasons. Number one, there are some people who think, well, all the preacher does, he just shows up on Sunday and he talks a little bit. I don't know what he does during the week. He has such an easy job. I think I could even do that. You just talk once a week. Of course, that person has zero clue whatsoever as to the nature of the hard work and labor that is involved in being an expositor of the Word of God. The other reason why this is important for us to talk about is there are some people who think, well, you know, if as a preacher, all I'd have to do is just pray, and the Holy Spirit will give me what to say when I get up to speak. And in fact, if you do too much study, it may just get in the way. You just need to clear your mind and just pray, and then stand in the pulpit and open a Bible, and the Lord will give you everything that you need to say. That, too, is fool's talk, because the only thing the Holy Spirit is going to give you is what you've already learned and what you've already studied, and bring it to your mind and give you clarity of thought of what you already know. It's not going to be an existential thought that's going to come apart from diligent study in the Word of God. And so perspiration is needed as much as illumination. That you roll up your sleeves and you sit at a desk and you have an open Bible and you have your tools, your commentaries, the original languages, and you really dig down into this text of Scripture, and it requires maximum effort on your part. Coming back to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, he says, "Be diligent." The word diligent really means to be zealous. It means to make haste, to make a full effort wholeheartedly. He says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." That says that God is going to test us whether we've been a workman in the Scripture. And we want God to approve our study and our effort in coming to understand the Scripture. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman." The word workman pictures a field laborer, someone who is out in a vineyard or out in a field under the hot sun, and it's manual labor. And it really is grueling work that requires major effort. In 1 Timothy 5:18, Paul says the laborer is worthy of his wages. And so a workman is a laborer. And he goes on to say, who does not need to be ashamed. In other words, if you're not a workman, you're going to be ashamed on the last day when the Lord tests your ministry and when he tests your doctrine and when he tests the depth with which you have taught, the clarity and the precision and the accuracy with which you have handled the Word of God. You're going to want to be approved by the Lord on the last day. And if you're not approved, this text says you'll be ashamed. The word ashamed is a very strong word. It speaks of painful emotion. It speaks of suffering grief. And on the last day, If you have been one who has not paid the price in diligent study in the Word of God, and you've been just a shallow, superficial preacher who's just been hydroplaning over the surface of the text and really just given a lot of illustrations and talking about yourself and talking about the culture, and you don't get down into the text of Scripture, that on the last day, this says, you're going to be ashamed. And it says you need to be accurately handling the Word of God. Literally, out of the original language, accurately handling means to cut it straight. And the image here is of a farmer plowing a straight furrow. It's the image of a mason laying a straight line of bricks, that you give very careful attention to the symmetry and to the accuracy of laying each brick in its place. And the farmer plowing very straight lines where he's not just weaving all over the place. The word was also used of a workman building a straight road without just a lot of unnecessary curves. That's the word that is used here for accurately handling. And what Paul is saying to Timothy, what he's saying to me and to you, is when you open your Bible, you're going to have to cut it straight. You're going to have to know laws of interpretation. You're going to have to know with precision the original language. You're going to need to know grammar and syntax. You're going to have to know historical background and geographical setting. You're going to have to understand the argument of this book in the Bible in which this passage is found. All of these are a very important part of being a workman, that you don't just stand up and say whatever comes to your mind. That you don't stand up and just weave all over the highway to fill up space and time. No, you have a passage of Scripture, and you've been diligent as a workman to study it, and you have sought to accurately handle it and to cut a straight line through this passage of Scripture, knowing that you'll be tested by the Lord. Your work will be tested by the Lord, and that you want to be approved by Him on the last day. So, preacher, see yourself as a workman. Do more than see yourself as a workman. Actually put in the work that is necessary in the text of Scripture to present it to your congregation in the way that reflects what God meant by what God says in His Word. God will give you the grace to help you in this.